I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 to talk Shedeur Sanders and the quarterbacks. I would like to point out, how do I address that Tuesday's Gone is playing right now as a rejoin song without it coming off like I'm criticizing Jake? Because I'm not criticizing Jake. This is different than Mac, where Mac brings in his weird techno crap that he plays that I don't care about.
To be honest, I don't think Jake even really... I think he just pressed a button. I don't think he... There's no game behind the game here for Jake.
Is that fair to say, Jake?
Yeah, not much thought put into it.
I didn't know if Jake was going through something, and we wanted to get the lighters out.
It could be whatever popped up into his, like, oh, this one's up next, and just kind of just hit it and let it go. Some people that sit in that chair, they try to, you know, if we're talking about something that seems a little disastrous, they'll try to play a song that is a little disastrous. Or if we're speaking about something upbeat, they'll try to match it and do something upbeat, and that's the game within the game for them. That's not Jake.
Okay, that's fair.
That's not Jake.
All right. Well, see, that sounded worse than what I was going to say. I was going to say,
Tuesday's Gone's
a little heavy for a Monday is where I was going to go. This weekend was a bit of a drag. But,
I just don't think Jake's much, you're not much of a music guy, if memory serves me right. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, that's all that is.
All right. Good song. Good song. We love Lynyrd Skynyrd here.
I think if you played Kiss, if you played Morgan Wallen, I really don't think Jake's going to have a care in the world one way or another.
And I cannot stress this enough. It's better than whatever crap Mac tries to play, where it's like, is this techno? Is this what rave are you going to?
Mac at a rave would be pretty funny though, would it not?
I can't go any farther on that without really starting to rip him when he's not here, which isn't fair.
Mac taking some Molly and just getting after it, telling me that's not funny for everybody involved.
Tedious. That kid doesn't shut up when he's sober. What's it? Like, he's got a little bit of a filter when he's sober.
You think he gets really drunk and then goes to a rave? It's like, Caitlin Clark is the best. And just goes on WNBA rants?
Yeah, well, not just
while
that.
While not watching the WNBA?
I think he just talks about all the many things that he's interested in.
Double-A catching prospects.
Anime, whatnot, things that most people around will not give a rip about. Before we get to the other quarterbacks and what this week means for them, should be noted, I had not seen Mike Sando's quarterback tears until just now.
Oh, okay.
We just had to talk about who has more of a right to be pissed about this. Kenny Pickett is ranked 34th out of 34 quarterbacks, one spot behind Spencer Rattler, one spot behind Anthony Richardson, and then Joe Flacco is 31st. One spot ahead of Anthony Richardson, two spots ahead of Spencer Rattler.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. When I glanced at it earlier, is there a special section for Kenny Pickett?
Yes.
There's a tier five, and in tier five, you're a backup quarterback?
Yes.
And isn't Kenny Pickett the only one living in that tier?
I believe he is.
Like that's the most insulting part of the whole exercise. And this is, for those people that don't know, this is executives and all sorts of NFL people that are voting on this.
50-person panel from Mike Sando.
Yeah, and 30% of the panel thought that Caleb Williams is in tier four, which that's the real offense to the quarterback tiers, which is really interesting to me. But Kenny Pickett, why should he be anywhere else but this? In fact, I could make an argument. Kenny Pickett should just be happy to be included in the West.
Well, yeah, see, I'm the wrong guy to talk about this because I
don't think there's 30. I don't think there's 33, and that's the only number of quarterbacks that exist on planet Earth that are better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, like, I think there
are
other backups.
The number's got to be, like, 65 for me.
There are other backups around the NFL that I would take over Kenny Pickett. This just feels like being one spot behind Spencer Rattler feels like he should take umbrage to this. I personally am like, yeah, this is right where he belongs.
I mean, if you're Spencer Rattler, you're like, sweet.
The Joe Flacco thing, it's like, is Joe Flacco really one spot worse than Daniel Jones? Is he really that much different than Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Like, I think some of those quarterbacks, by the way, are in a better context than Joe Flacco is, which I do think matters when you get to this spot of the quarterbacks. But, like, I mean, what's Justin done other than what he's done in September last year? Joe's had him in the playoffs, his team in the playoffs,
I know,
than Justin.
But the hard part with Joe is that outside of the five games with the Browns, it looks very meh for about 6 years.
That is fair. That is fair. I don't know. I think if I'm Joe, I'm like, really? You think I'm Daniel Jones bad?
I agree with you. I didn't think it was going to be 31st. I didn't know where I thought it was going to be, but I didn't think it was going to be 31st. Honestly, if you make me look at it now, I thought it was going to be closer to that the area that Caleb Williams is residing in, where it's around Kirk Cousins, around Bryce Young. That's where I thought he was going to end up being.
216-474-0092. So Kenny Pickett was ranked dead last in the 2025 quarterback tiers behind Spencer Rattler and Anthony Richardson, two guys who are generally unplayable. Joe Flacco's 31st, right in front of Anthony Richardson or Spencer Rattler, who has more of a cause to gripe on this. But I think this is, and I don't know if this is like hyperbole or not, or if this is the opposite of that, if this is like the most Captain Obvious take ever. I do think there's a huge week for Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, and I would not mind if we stop seeing Kenny Pickett get all these touches, even if today was his best day of practice.
So I thought Nathan said something really interesting when he joined us at 3:20. He said that if Kenny Pickett doesn't play at all this week, it's all but curtains, essentially, on the idea of him starting week one. And I tend to agree with him. You just can't miss that much time. It's too impossible right now to make up that gap.
Well, and I guess, like, okay, listen, I get it. They liked the 4 days they saw of him to start camp. But, like, listen, Dylan's different because Dylan was still in on, I think, 7-7s last week. And I think he even saw some 11-on-11s in joint practices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Dylan missed the game, but Dylan's still been practicing at a significant level. I don't mind if Dylan takes reps before Shador does. Kenny has been out for so long, and I know it's, what, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks? I don't care. In the parlance, this was the whole point when Kenny got hurt. He got hurt at the worst part to get hurt at in camp because it was right when you really start to ramp up everything, hitting and all the different drills you're going to do. Well, you can't undo those two and a half weeks. Like, what are we doing giving Kenny Pickett reps right now over Shador?
No, it was just too much of a time to miss, and it was too pivotal of a time. Now, if I was Kenny Pickett, what I would be clamoring for is I would want to play in the second preseason game if he can, and then I would try to play in the third. And if I was Dylan, I would make the same case too. I'd look and see what it's done for Shador as far as the public pressure attached to this, and I'd be like, screw you guys thinking the joint practices matter a ton. I need to get in all of these things.
So the Dylan thing, I think, is spot on. I think Shador's earned the right to start this week against the Eagles if Joe Flacco doesn't want to play. But if they give Dylan the opportunity, I will understand it. Might not like it, but I will understand it. If they give Kenny Pickett the right to start this game, it might get me mad enough to actually like bash the Browns for how they're handling this.
I mean,
thing.
If I was Pickett, it's what I'd be. I wouldn't give Pickett any sort of room to operate because it's just, you're just wasting snaps is all you're doing. But if I'm
want to pull off the season's freshest trends, you just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pick it, and I'm trying to make my case. I'm clamoring to play in that game.
So can I tell you why it bugs me? Why it bugs me is I don't think Kenny can catch Joe Flacco. If it's truly Joe versus Kenny,
I think the
ship has sailed. And so if the ship is sailed on that, then it should become Joe versus the idea of one of these rookies getting ready.
Right, we agree.
Meaning every rep now going forward should be put in service of getting those rookies ready as possible and not trying to preserve some artificial idea of Kenny Pickett's trade
value.
Right,
no, we agree on that. Will the Browns agree on that?
They won't. But again, like it's this, I really commend being a value-driven organization because a fair amount of the time, it's going to work out for you. This one was DOA. Your idea of turning Kenny Pickett into even a fifth-round pick, which is what you gave up for him in the first place, was DOA the second he got the hamstring issue. So the fact that he's now back in it, and he's still not ready to go on 11-on-11s on a Monday, tells me he's probably not going to truly be ready. What are we doing?
Which is nice. I really do. I think the horse has left the stall on this one. What's really nice is the idea that I think this was a harder conversation for a lot of people before they saw Shedeur Sanders play football. And now that they watched him play on Friday, I think it just becomes so much easier for people like yourself and like me to be able to make these cases of why in the world would you possibly give Kenny Pickett any reps?
If they hold on to Kenny through cutdowns, you're going to be, and not just that, through like the next week or so, you might actually be doing better by the kid just to cut him and let him sign for free in New Orleans, because in the end, if it gets you 2 weeks of reps for the rookies, in the end, you've done what's best for you and what's best for the kid, instead of the idea of, oh, I got to chase that fifth rounder. I don't give a rip about the fifth rounder. The fifth rounder became obsolete the second you drafted a second quarterback, and it certainly became obsolete when you started giving Dylan Gabriel, primo reps with Kenny out. And the same with Shedeur after Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also won't look to the rest of the NFL as if you're this value that you try creating for Kenny Pickett, cat's out of the bag there. No one's buying that there's any value for a hurt Kenny Pickett, and they'll know what you're trying to do. You just want to get the young quarterbacks as many reps as you possibly can while juggling with the idea that Joe Flacco will be starting the season, and that's the right approach to it, by the way.
I mean, here's the thing. What are you really hoping for with Kenny Pickett? Because if you're hoping to roster four quarterbacks, I'm sorry.
Oh, I think they're still hoping that Matt Canada had him screwed up and that they can tap into something special, and that's fine that they want to believe that. I don't believe it. You don't believe it. But here's the difference. I see something special with Shedeur Sanders. We all saw it on Friday night. Why don't you try tapping into that?
Here's the thing. I really think that this is all about getting another draft pick, at which point, why do I care? Like, it's just so hard. Like, I get that around the NFL, people will be impressed if you hold on to Kenny till cutdown week, and then somebody comes along and goes, I got to have him, we'll give you a fourth-round pick for him, right? And maybe 6 months from then, I'll be like, glad we got that fourth-round pick for Kenny Pickett. But in the moment, all I'm going to be saying is, all any fan's going to say is, why the hell do we give this guy any more time after he got injured when you've got two rookies who have either earned your trust or looked good in one context or another?
Yeah, the hard part, the only way to build back up any value to be able to get a fourth or a fifth round pick from someone else is to give away some of the reps that you don't want to give away right now.
And that includes Friday. That includes preseason game number two. I keep thinking Friday because of the last Friday. But like, guys, the ship has sailed. You don't have, this is where they get too stubborn on things. And it's like, all right, I'm cool if you want to open up more spots for Dylan. I'm cool if you want to open up more spots for Shador. You're not taking those reps away from Joe Flacco. And unless Kenny plays on against the Eagles and looks good, even then, I don't know. It's rebuilding his value on some level. 216-474-0092. What's the path forward for Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett? I think Dylan's still in this thing, whether it's for a backup or whatever. I just don't know why we're wasting any more time with Kenny Pickett. And the name game, we all love to play, but is it way too early? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.